我们唱这样的歌，我们要说什么？啊，要说哈利路亚。我们一起说好不好？我们一起说吧，哈利路亚。在旧约啊，那个哈利路亚的意思就是说，那些带领唱诗歌的人，他们就说，他说哈利路亚，他的意思说，你们要赞美耶和华。
In the Old Testament, actually, the word hallelujah means when a hymn leader, they lead the hymns, and finally they say hallelujah, it means praise the Lord.
但是在希伯来文的时候，它是一个命令句啊，它说命令你们一定要怎么样，赞美耶和华。
But actually, in Hebrews, this word is in a tense of command. It is a command, so you should praise the Lord.
这一句话是在诗篇一百三十几篇后面才用的。
It is after Psalm 130.
所以诗篇总共分为五卷。
So there are five scrolls of Psalms.
他是说啊，一个人跟主发生关系以后，在人生很多的经历里面，体会到神的眷顾，神的带领。
So once one believes, he will experience a lot of things in the Lord.
但是他跟神有很亲密的连结的时候，他最后说：“我们要来赞美耶和华。”
He will have an intimate relationship with the Lord, and eventually he will say, "Let's go and praise the Lord."
等到了新约的启示录的最末了。
In the New Testament, in the book of Revelation.
在天上有大声音说要哈利路亚赞美神。
There's a great voice in heaven says, "Hallelujah."
到了新约的时候，他不再用命令句。
It's not a command anymore.
而是用一个感叹句。
It's more like express the emotion.
他说我们要赞美耶和华。
We should praise the Lord.
因为神在我们身上做了大事。
Because he did great things on us.
但愿在这新的一年开始。
May us in this new year.
我们能够向神说哈利路亚。
We can say hallelujah to the Lord.
带领我们这一年的日子。
So he will lead this year.
今天早上我们来看一处的圣经，就是刚才我们所念的。
We'll turn to the verse that we just read.
在哥林多后书第五章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
在这里中间要加上两个字啊，我们中文圣经没有翻出来啊。
There are two words neglected here in the Chinese translation.
看啊。
The first word is behold.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
Behold, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
我们把这一句话稍微再改一下，好不好？他说：“若有人改成我，好不好？”他说：“我在基督里，那个他，我们就把它列过去不念，好不好？我在基督里就是新造的人，看啊，旧事已过，都变成新的了。”
Let us slightly change it. Let us change the word anyone to.I. So if I am in Christ, I am a new creation. All things have passed away, all things have become new.
我们一起来念好吧，让这一节的圣经变成我的圣经。我在基督里就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。那我们也可以把这个我改成你，好不好？
We can also use the word you.
好，我们一起来念。你在基督里就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。我们可不可以让你跟旁边的人说说，你在基督里就是新造的人。
Let us say to each other, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation.
你在基督里就是新造的人。旧事已过，都变成新的了。但愿我们所有人都在基督里成为新造的人。
May every one of us be become a new creation in Jesus Christ.
这里面讲到有一个新啊，有一个新。
So here is the word, the newness.
那今天早上我要交通的题目就是讲到圣经里面啊，提到很多的新啊，那我要提三个新，一个是新造。
So there are three kind of newness I want to talk this morning. The first kind is the new creation.
第二个是要讲到新人。
The second is the new man.
第三个是讲到新鲜。
The third one is refreshing.
他这一节的圣经，他说若有人在基督里。
This verse talks about if a man is in Christ.
他说在基督里是一个范围。
That is a scope.
那他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
所以当有一个人在这里有一个范围，如果你进去了，也就是个新造的人。
There's a scope. Once you entered it, that's a new creation.
那么在基督里面相对的是什么呢？
So what's the opposite of it?
那罗马书里面告诉我们说，在基督里面相对的是在亚当里。
And in the book of Romans, Paul told us that the opposite side is in Adam.
所以圣经告诉我们说有两个大的范围，一个是在亚当里，一个是在基督里。
So there are two big scopes in the scripture. One is in Christ and the other is in Adam.
没有中间的范围。
There are no intermediate scope.
我们知道神造了亚当，然后所有的人类都成为亚当的后裔。
And God created Adam, and all men are Adam's descendants.
那么所有的人类都圈在亚当里这一个范围。
And all of us are in the scope of Adam.
那亚当里面的特性是什么？
So what's the characteristic of it?
当神造亚当，后来亚当堕落以后，在亚当里所有的人都有一天要死。
And after God created Adam and Adam sinned, everyone that was in Adam will die.
因为犯罪的代价就是死。
Because the price of sin is death.
所以圣经很绝对的没有妥协，他世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So Bible told us absolutely that all have sinned forsaken the glory of God.
有人不服，
and someone don't agree.
有人想要挑战这一句话，
and they want to challenge.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们想一想，
let us think.
怎么证明你没有罪？
How to prove that you are sinless?
或者说怎么证明你有罪？
Or how to prove you are a sinner?
或者说你是个犯罪的人？
How to prove you are a sinner?
用一件事来测量，你就可以知道。
Let us use one thing as a measure.
如果你不会死的话，你就没有犯罪。
If you will not die, then you are sinless.
如果你会死的话，就证明我们是个罪人。
If you will die, it will prove that you are a sinner.
感谢神，我们都有一个常识。
Thank the Lord that we have this common sense.
今天我们都活得很好。
We live happily today.
但是我们的知识告诉我们，有一天我会死。
But we know that we'll die someday.
但是我们想到死的时候，他说人生必经的路程。
When think of death, we know that's a path everyone will go.
但是这一个死，乃是告诉我们说，你是在亚当里这个范围。
It tells us that we are in the scope of Adam.
哥林多后书告诉我们说，你在这个亚当的范围的里面，你可以逃出来。
Second Corinthians tells us that you can.Flee from this scope of Adam.
你可以从这里进到另外一个范围。
Into another scope.
那一个范围是在基督里。
Which is in Christ Jesus.
而这中间有一个桥梁。
There's a bridge in between.
这个桥梁乃是 将是为人的耶稣基督。
The bridge is Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh.
只有借着他，你可以从在亚当里面被迁到在基督里。
Only through him you can be transferred from Adam to Christ.
那么怎么借着耶稣基督进到基督里呢？
How we get into Jesus Christ through Christ?
你就接受这一位神所差来的救主。
The way is to accept, receive the Jesus Christ sent by God.
那么你就可以在基督里成为新造的。
Then you will become a new creation in Christ Jesus.
所以在新造的里面，你可以得着一个新的生命。
You will have a new life in this new creation.
圣经告诉我们的这个新的生命。就是永远的生命。
Bible tells us that this new life is an eternal life.
啊，这个生命里面有一个新的心。
You have a new heart.
有一个新的灵。
A new spirit.
这里可以这样的人可以跟神有另一个新的约。
You have a new covenant with God.
这是一个新造的。
This is a new creation.
上个礼拜冯牧师在这样说。一个人的心在亚当里面，他的心是黑的。
Last week, Pastor Fong told us that if you are in Adam, then your heart is black.
你接受耶稣基督的时候，耶稣基督的血可以把你的心变成红的。
After you believe Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus covered your heart, and it become red.
这叫做旧事已过。
All the old has passed.
神赦免了我们的过犯。
God forgives our sin.
他把一个新的生命给我们。
He gave us a new life.
还不仅仅红心变成什么？变成白心。
Not only a heart in the red color, but also in the white color.
如果更好的话，是金色的心。
Or even a golden heart.
是那个晶晶亮亮的。
The pure gold.
这是一个新的心。
A new heart.
这是新的生命。
A new life.
若有人在基督里
if anyone is in Christ
旧事已过都变成新的
all the old things have passed away
你知道有人信了耶稣以后
after someone believed
有很多每一个人很多人情绪的表现都不一样
there are a lot of different kinds of expressions
有些人啊就不知道为什么的呢很喜悦
someone will just haveA great joy.
就像我们唱到自耶稣来住在我们心里的时候
Just like the hymn that we just sang Since Jesus came into my heart
他说喜乐草依我魂
So that's the tide of joy flow from me
如海草之滚滚
Just like the sea waves
我不知道有没有弟兄姊妹看过十字架
Have you seen that video, the cross?
有一个姊妹她做见证的时候就不知道为什么好喜乐
So there was a sister who testified her faith, and suddenly she became very joyful.
她讲不出来，就是很喜乐，就是很喜乐。
She can't explain it, but she just so joyful.
新造的人里面有一个新事，里面有一个喜乐，像泉源一样涌出来。
There's a new thing in this new creation that is the joy overflow out.
环境没有改变。
The environment hasn't changed.
但是里头改变了。
But what's inside us has changed.
一个新的生命出来了。
A new life comes out.
有些人信了耶稣以后怎么样？他本来很忧愁，很多的担子。
Before someone believes Jesus, he is a very sorrow man.
但是信了耶稣以后，他里面有一种说不出来的平安。
But after he believed, there's an unexplainable.Joy and peace.
他说这个平安像水流。
The peace is just like a flow of water.
他一路上随着我。
And just follow me all the way.
那有些人信了主耶稣以后。
And someone else who believed.
他里面的愁苦他的担子都脱落了。
And all the burdens and sorrows was gone.
有些人信了主耶稣以后怎么样？他的生活完全改变了。
And his life was totally changed.
有些人喜欢是 做坏事的，更喜欢打架的，怎么样？他转变了。
And someone who used to do a lot of bad things, fighting, and he totally changed.
这是在很多信耶稣人的身上发生的事。
It happened in a lot of people who believed.
因为他们得着了一个新的生命。
Because they had a new life.
弟兄姊妹，我们信了主耶稣以后。
Brothers and sisters, after we believed,
我们一定要确定自己有这个是新造的人。
We must have the confidence that we are a new creation.
我们一定要有个把握，说我有一个新的生命。
We must be confident that we have a new life.
因为这一个认知叫我们的生命容易长进。
Because this will make it easier for us to grow.
这一个认识叫我们的信仰能够稳固牢靠。
Because knowing this will have a steadfast foundation for our faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在神的面前要有把握，说是我在心。我在基督里。
So we must be confident before God that we are in Christ.
我有新的生命。
I have a new life.
实在千真万确的有这个确据。
It is absolutely true.
我记得当我信耶稣的时候。
I remembered when I believed.
我跟主关系好的时候，我知道我是个基督徒。
Sometimes I had good relationship with the Lord. I knew I'm a Christian.
但光景不好的时候，如果人家问你说，哎，你是不是基督徒啊？
But in bad times, when I was asked if I was a Christian,
啊，我没有把握了。
I did not have the confidence.
因为我不知道我是不是真的有一个，我是个新造的人。
Because I didn't know if I truly was a new creation.
啊，直到有一天。
Until one day,
要做见证。
I needed to testify.
要说你怎么信耶稣的。
I need to testify how I believed.
而且还要把它写出来。
I needed to write it down.
我就愣在那边。
I can't do anything.
我就问主说，主啊，我究竟有没有把握我是信你的？
I asked the Lord.Do I really have the confidence?
那为什么有时候跟你觉得很亲近，我有把握？
Why sometimes I feel I am so close to you, I'm so confident?
但有时候我又觉得我没有把握。
But some other times I don't have this confidence.
所以我就来到主的面前。
So I came before the Lord.
我一定要弄清楚。
I wanted to make it clear.
我知道说我是真的已经有永远的生命。
I want to make it clear that I truly have this eternal life.
所以常常把这个问题带到主的面前。
Many times I came to the Lord and asked him this question.
那时候当我信耶稣的头一两年的时候。
That's about the first couple of years that I believed Jesus.
后来有一天我跪在主的面前祷告。
One day I knelt down before the Lord and prayed.
因为我实在没有把握。
Because I trulydidn't have the confidence.
但是当我来到神的面前，
But when I came before the Lord,
我知道一个在基督里面的人，
I knew if anyone is in Christ,
他说有旧事和新事会出来，
There will be old things and new things.
他说旧事是什么？
What's the old things?
那一天我深深地感觉到自己是一个有罪的人。
That day, I strongly felt that I am a sinner.
其实我在信耶稣的时候，我已经承认我是个有罪的人。
I admitted that I am a sinner when I believed.
那个时候比较多重在理性上。
But that is out of my mind.
那一天，主让我看见我的罪。
But that day, Lord led me to see my sin.
好多丑陋的罪。
So many ugly things.
就像那个心一样，那样的黑暗。
Just like a black heart.
那天才认识旧事的可怕。
On that day, I started to realize how awful is the old things.
啊，感谢神，神的话告诉我们说，若有人认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
thank the Lord that the Bible tells us that if we admit that we are a sinner, God is faithful. He will forgive our sins. When I admitted my sins,
我没有看见我的心是红的,
I didn't see that my heart is red.
但是我却知道有一种赦罪的平安,
but I experienced a peace from forgiveness.
像一块很重的石头从心里面脱落下来,
just like a huge stone was taken away from my heart.
我知道主赦免了我的罪,
I knew that the Lord forgave me.
旧事已过,
the old things has passed away.
都变成新的,
and all became new.
我知道有一个新的生命是我跟主之间的关系, 我有把握了。
I knew I had a new life. That's the relationship between me and the Lord. I had this confidence.
这个把握叫我以后光景好的时候我知道我是新造的人。
Since I had this confidence, in the later days, in the good times, I knew I am a new creation.
我是个基督徒,
I am a Christian.
我光景不好的时候我也知道我是神的儿女。
In bad times, I can still know that I am a Christian.
我是神家里面的,
I am children of God.
我是在基督这个范围里面,
I am in the scope of Christ.
他会带我从这一个
He will lead me through this low valley.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们信了主,
brothers and sisters, after we believed,
要有把握,
we need to have this confidence
我是在基督里,
that we are in Christ,
是新造的人,
that we are a new creation,
叫我可以往前走,
so we can walk ahead.
然后如果在座的, 如果你还没有信耶稣,
if you have not believed yet,
我盼望你能从在亚当里这个范围跨过去进入到在基督里。
I hope that you will transfer from the scope of Adam to the scope of Christ.
不要靠任何的方法,
not through any other way.
只要单单的接受耶稣基督,
but receive Jesus Christ simply.
因为神的话说, 天下人间没有赐下别的名, 可以靠着得救。
The word of God says there is no other name that we can be saved.
只有靠耶稣基督。
Only by the name of Jesus Christ.
靠着这位为我们而生, 为我们死在十字架上, 也为我们从死里面复活, 升到天上去的那一位耶稣。
That Jesus Christ who was born for us, died for us on the cross, and resurrected from the death for us.
你只要很简单说, 主耶稣, 我要, 你就可以得着。
If you simply say, Jesus, I need you, I want you, you will receive him.
从亚当里, 啊, 现到在基督里。
He will move you from Adam to Christ.
这个新造, 乃是受到一个救恩的心。
So this new creation talks about the newness in the salvation.
这个新造里面可以跟神和好。Through
this new creation, we can be reconciled with God.
所以在新造的里面可以跟神和好。To
be reconciled with God.
也可以得这个新的生命。To
have a new life.
可以成为神的儿女。
To become the children of God.
当我们在这个新造的根基上,
when we are in, on this foundation of the new creation,
当我们得着这个新的生命,
we have this new life,
我们要往前,
we need to walk.
所以这就是主耶稣说, 祂来了, 要叫人得生命。
Jesus said, He came to let us have life.
祂没有停在这里,
He didn't stop there.
祂要得着 更丰盛的生命。
He also said to have life more abundant.
我想我们做父母, 已经做父母的都知道,
so all the parents will know,
当一个小孩子诞生的, 生下来的时候,
when a new child is born,
你就会说, 好, 就停在这里就够了。
You will not say that, okay, just stay there.
你不会的。
You wouldn't say that.
你巴不得它长啊, 长啊, 长啊。
You just want him to grow, grow, and grow.
好多新做妈妈说，为什么我孩子怎么到现在还才长了一磅啊？
Only new mothers, they say, why? How come my child only grow by 1 pound?
为什么不都长一点呢？
Why not some more pounds?
用着呢，新的生命出来要长。
Brothers and sisters,
要让他成长。
A new life needs to grow.
所以这个生命要从新造进入到另外一个境界。
So we need to grow from this new creation to a newer.
能够得着更丰盛的生命。
We need to grow to the life more abundant.
这个更丰盛的时候，要叫我们身上更多的得着基督。
That we can have more Christ in us.
我们再看一处的经文。
Let us read another verse.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
我们读二十二节，二十节到二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 5. Chapter 4.
第四章二十节到二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 20 to 24.
找到了，我们同声一起来念。
We'll read together.
你们学了基督，却不是假。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲。
You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to pull off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
在哥罗西书里面，他有类似的话这么说。
There are similar words in the book of Galatians.
他说
，Galatians，
因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
Because you have pulled off your old self and the behaviors of your old self.
穿上了新人。
Put on the new man.
这新人在知识上渐渐更新。正如照他主的形象
and renewing in the knowledge and just like the God who created him.
所以主在这里讲，他说要穿上新人。
So here it says to put on the new self.
刚才我们说若有人在基督里，
We just read that if anyone is in Christ,
是在这一个范围的里面，
If anyone is in that scope,
现在圣经的时候他要穿上新人。
But here, now we read that he needs to put on the new man.
这个新人乃是指着主耶稣的生命从我们身上流露出来。
What the new man here actually means a new life from Jesus Christ.
所以穿上新人的时候乃是说在你身上流露出来了彰显出来的不是你的自己。
To put on the new man means that not to reveal what your old self.
而是我们所信的主。
But,The Lord that we believe.
这句话还是很抽象。
Maybe it's still a little abstract.
所以保罗他又用另外一种的方式来告诉我们。
So Paul used another analogy.
他说我们要穿上怜悯。
He said we need to put on.
我们要穿上恩慈。
We need to put on compassion.
We need to put on mercy. 我们要穿上温柔。
To put on meekness.
我们要穿上忍耐。
We need to put on forbearance.
我们还要穿上爱。
And love.
还要穿上感谢。
And thankfulness.
对吧？这个穿上的新人，就是说要从我们的身上有一个见证，有一个生活可以流露出来。
There needs to be a testimony from our lives.
流露出 主的温柔，主的怜悯，主的信实。
To reveal the compassion, the meekness, and the faithfulness of our Lord.
所以当你穿上新人的时候，
When you put on this new man,
圣经里面有好几个穿好几样的东西穿在身上。
Actually, the Bible describes several things here.
像刚才我所提的那几样。
I just mentioned several of them.
那保罗也这样说，要穿上怎么样？
So Paul said here,
公义、真理、平安，还有信德，还有救恩。
To put on, Paul said that to put on the righteousness, put on the truth, put on the peace and the salvation.
当你穿上这些的时候，会变成一个基督的军人。
You will become a soldier for Christ.
你可以不仅仅是彰显出来，而且还可以去征战。
Not only to reveal Christ, but to fight for Christ.
所以这个新人乃是那个更丰盛式的生命。
So this new man has a more abundant life.
但是保罗说，告诉我们的时候，他说要先脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
But Paul said that you need to put off your old man first.
啊，再穿上新人。
And to, then you can put on the new man.
刚才我们读的圣经说，在这样的一个脱旧穿新的这个过程里面，有一样的东西占着很重要的地位。
So something is very important in between the pull off the old and pull on the new.
就是说你们的心智要改换一新。
That your mind needs to be changed.
就是我们的心智啊要更新。
That our minds need to be renewed.
这个心智呢，就是我们的思想。
It is our thoughts.
保罗曾经讲过两次，我们的心思要更新。
Paul said twice that we need to renew our minds.
在罗马书十二章第二节。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
他说我们的心意要更新而变化。
That our minds need to be daily renewed.
当他来写以弗所书的时候，大概是罗马书之后四五年的时间。
When he wrote the book of Ephesians, which is about 4 years after he wrote
Romans. 他说，当我们要穿上新人的时候，有一个东西，我们的思想要被更新。
There's one thing that we need to change. We need to renew our minds to put on the new man.
心思很重要。
So our mind is very important.
圣经里面上说，我们的心思啊，像什么？像一个坚固的营垒。
The Bible says that our minds are like a great fortress.
那我们的心思呢？圣经又来描述什么？像我们里面心里面的眼睛。
Or it says like an eye, our inner eyes.
所以我们的思想要被更新。
Our minds.Needs to be renewed.
很不容易。
It is very hard.
所以我们中国人才会说，一个人到老的时候，就给他一个名字叫老顽固，是吧？
So Chinese will say when one become old, he's very stubborn.
他的意思就是，你的思想怎么不能更改呀？
That means that his thoughts will never change.
不要说老人家，年轻人也不容易改。
Not only old men, but younger ones the same.
弟兄们，有一个思想进来的时候，
when thought came in,
你要改好难哦。
It's so hard to change it.
我试着问弟兄姊妹一个问题，你们看思想容易不容易改？
Let me ask you a question.
请问，那东方的博士来朝拜主耶稣的时候有几位？
So when we talk about there are three wise men from the east.
有几位？
How many?
啊？你说说。
So when the wise men come from east, how many of them?
有几位啊？啊？有几位
？Do you know how many of them?
啊？有人说是这个几位？啊
？How many wise men?
你知道，当。我们把圣经交给小孩子的时候，
When we taught the Bible to
your child, 有三位
We told them there were three wise men.
那诗歌也告诉我们说有三位博士。
And the hymns also told us that.
他们有根据的啊，是从那什么，从现黄金炉下摸药啊而来的。
Because they have some evidence, they base their evidence on there are three kinds of gifts.
但是圣经里面没有说三位。
But the Bible didn't say that there are three.
但是很奇怪，这个思想一种进来以后就很难改。
But once you have that thought, it was so hard to change.
我今天不是要讲这个，好吧？因为几位和三位实在有讲究了。
My focus today is not on really how many they are.
所以我就说，当一个人你对一个人有一个观念的时候，这个观念你要改很不容易。
But once you have an impression of a man, it's so hard to change.
这一个思想介乎在要么是旧，要么是新。
So it may be the old one, it may be the new
one. 他说要脱去那个旧人和旧人的行为。
To pull off the old man and the behavior of the old man.
弟兄姊妹，你有什么叫做旧人和旧人的行为吗？
Do you know what means what it means the old man and the deeds of the old man?
我不知道你有没有被人家称赞过。
I don't know if have you been praised by anyone else?
当你被人家称赞的时候，你是什么？你的想法想什么
？How would you feel? What will you think?
有些人就哎呀得意忘形。
Someone will become so proud.
有些人里面外面说哎哪里哪里，心里面在笑。
And even we deny in our mouths, but we are still happy in our heart.
那有些人啊，不是称赞你，是在那里什么呀？伤害你。
And there are someone that may hurt you.
在那里啊，诽谤你。
And say bad things about you.
还有在误会你。那你在想什么？
What will you think?
或者你遇见一些不如意的事情，你在想什么
？Or if you have some bad experience, what will you think?
或者当人家讲一些忠言却是逆耳的话，不说你在想什么
？Or when someone gives you some good words but sounds not so good,
是不是从你里面想到是说，我问人家误会你说我不是这样
？Or you just a try to explain in a hurry. I'm not that kind of person.
如果人家伤害你的时候怎么样？他说你怎么这样可以这样的对待我
？Or you said, how come you say these words to me?
如果人家在诽谤你的时候怎么样？你也想怎么样？想把他骂一下
？Or you want to scold the other?
弟兄姊妹们，我讲的这些是什么？都是在旧人里头的事。
All these are stories in the old man.
那么这个旧人。是当你里面的人被碰上的时候
，that when your inner man was touched，
你会有一些的表现
，you will have some kind of expression。
这些表现那叫旧人的行为。
These are the deeds of old men。
你怎么来评断这是旧人的行为
？How do you know it's from the old？
我刚才说，在新造的里面有可以跟神和好。
We know that。In the new creation, there's reconciliation.
在新人里面，那更丰盛的生命里面，会不仅仅跟神好，也会跟人很好。
In the more abundant new life, you will not only have reconciliation with God, but also with man.
但是旧人的行为里面都跟人不和好。
But in the old man, there's no conciliation with man.
一定在怨对方。
There was a lot of complaints.
就算明明自己做错了，被人家。逮到了，对不对？要讲我们的时候，我还要怎么样来反驳一下
？Even our own deeds were wrong, but we still want to protect ourselves.
这个旧人和旧人的行为
，old man and the deeds of old man
的心思要被更新。
Our minds need to be renewed.
你才能够认清哦，这是不好的。
That you can tell what is bad.
这是错的。
What is wrong?
有些人犯罪
，someone who have sinned，
他说，叫他说你不要再犯了，对，是，我下次不犯了。
And when they were told not to sin anymore, they said, "Okay, I wouldn't sin anymore."
但是下次又再犯了。
But he will commit sin.、
特别最明显的是那些赌博的人。
Especially, example is those gamblers.
有人说我都把书砍掉了，对不对？我就不赌了。
So they would rather have their hands cut off.
还是去赌。
But still, they went back to gambling.
有些人去看那些不好的那些东西。
And some went to see those bad things.
被父母亲逮到了，下次不看了。
And if their parents saw that, they would say that I wouldn't see it anymore, but they will come back to it.
如果他真的在神的光光照的底下怎么样，他会脱离的。
If they are truly under the light of God,
但是基督徒的行为里面，他说是不错，我得罪神，反正我知道主耶稣的血会赦免我。
So even they know that yes, the blood of Jesus will forgive me.
但是怎么样，我还是不想脱离。
But still.They do not want to pull off.
因为那里有最终之乐。
Because there is the happiness in the thing.
像一个鹅在那样把你抓进去。
Just like a bait.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你不认识这是旧人的行为。
If you don't realize it is the deeds of the old man.
我们的心思怎么如果没有被更新的话，你不会查验的。
If you don't renew your mind, you wouldn't discover.
所以这个心思是变成我们的一个眼睛。
So this mind is our eye.
所以魔鬼会把我们的眼睛弄瞎，让我们不能够分辨。
Devil turns our eyes to darkness.
但是在这样的话，我们的心思被更新。
But we need to renew our mind.
我们的意念被更新。
Our thoughts.
当我的心思被更新的时候。
When our minds are renewed,
我就会发现这是我要脱去的。
We'll find out what we need to pull off.
另外我要穿上。
And what we need to pull off.
我要离开这一个。
What we need to leave.
我要来靠近那一个。
What we need to come to.
这个心思会告诉我们说，主耶稣在十字上的那一个救恩，可以叫我脱去旧人。
And we will be told that the salvation fulfilled by our God on the cross.Will help us to pull up the old man.
你要自己脱太难了。
It's so hard for you to pull off by yourself.
因为这个旧人，你是在亚当里跟他连在一起的。
Because you're connected so
closely. 你现在你怎样从亚当里到基督里是靠着耶稣基督。
The transformation is by the Lord.
同样的，你脱去旧人，穿上新人，也是借着耶稣基督。
To pull off the old man and pull on the new man is through Jesus Christ.
所以罗马书告诉我们说要以我们的旧人跟主耶稣同定。
So Romans tells us that our old man should be crucified with Christ on the cross together.
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章里面他说什么
？What Jesus said in
他说这个旧人啊，就像是什么那个不能够结果子的枝子。
Our old man is just like a branch that cannot bear fruit.
枝子没有办法把它剪掉的。
You can't cut it off.
必须来仰望这一位的农夫，那一位栽种的天父。
The branch can't cut itself off. You must to rely on this husbandman.
只有这一位天父可以把不能结果子的把它剪断。
Only our heavenly Father can cut off.
在哪里剪
？The branch.
在这一棵葡萄的树上。
To cut off on this vine.
在他儿子的里面来修剪我们。
And his son Jesus.
所以当我们在基督里靠着基督的时候怎么样父可以在这边把我们那个旧人可以脱去。
So when we are in Christ and rely on him that our old man can be pulled off.
这就是我们信心的依靠。
This is our faith.
当我们脱去旧人的时候。
When we pull off the old man.
不能只有脱还要穿上。
Not onlywe pull up the old man but also we pull on
穿上新的
pull on the new man
这个新人里面给我们有个新的形象
so we'll have a new image
他在这有真理的仁义还有圣洁
so the holiness and goodness in truth
有真理有公义有圣洁
truth, righteousness and holiness
公义是神的标准。
The righteousness is the standard of God.
不是我们的标准。
Not our standards.
真理是神的光。
Truth is the light of God.
可以叫我们得着自由和释放。
That we can have freedom.
圣洁，你穿上脱去的时候，你是会被分别为圣。
So through holiness that we can be separated.
我讲一个例子。
Let me use an example.
在我们的遭遇里面，有时候会遇见一些不如意的事。
Through our experience, sometimes we have something that's not what we want.
有些人生病了。
Someone who are ill.
特别有人去检查说得到癌症。
Or even cancer.
他说怎么会是我呢？
How come it is I?
有些是发生车祸了。
Or car accident.
有些是被 lay off 了。
Or lay off.
有些其他的事情发生。
Or some other things.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在我们的生活里面，有时候有一些不如意的事还是会发生的。
So some bad things happen to us in our lives.
不是信了耶稣以后说一帆风顺，什么事都没有。
Not that we wouldn't have any bad things happen to us.
这不是真正的福音。
That's not the true gospel.
而是当我们得着一个新的生命，我们也跟不信的一样会发生一些不如意的事。
Even after we had this new life, we will have is same as the
问题是我们里面有没有个新人的生命彰显出来。
The difference is the new life revealed in us.
有一个例子是这样说。
There was an example.
有一个人啊，就是被人家抢了。
A man was robbed.
这实在是不好的事哈。
That's a bad thing.
如果你被抢了，你怎么知道你是穿上新的？
How do you know you put off the new man when you were?
这个人啊，他的心思啊是被更新的。
That man, his mind was renewed.
他说感谢神。
He thanked the Lord.
他说这是第一次被偷被抢。
He said first.This is the first time I was robbed.
他说以前没有，都是第一次遇见的。
I never have been robbed before.
那他又想到，他就想，他抢了我的钱包，把我的钱抢走了，他没有伤害我。
Another thought is that he think I was not hurt.
所以他的思想里面，他说是神在那边，我失去了一些东西，但是神保守了我的身体。
So he thought about the protection of God.
他就感谢神。
He thanked the Lord.
他说我还可以有感谢的。
He had something more to thank.
是吗？他说他想想看，我那个钱包里的钱不算很多。
That there wasn't that much money in the purse.
他说不算很多，还是感谢神。
So thank the Lord.
那还有没有可以感谢的呢？他说还可以感谢神，对不对？他说是他抢我，不是我去抢他。
Another thing that I can thank for is that I was robbed. I'm not the robber.
他说我不是去做一个犯罪的人，是怎么样？我是做一个受害的人。
I'm a victim, not someone
who committed. 我虽然受害，但是怎么还是被神保守。
Even I'm a victim, I was protected by God.
感谢神。
So he thanked God.
他说感谢神成留我这个生命。
He thanked the Lord for keeping his life.
他说还不仅仅这样，他说我应该为那个人祷告。
Not only that, he thought he need to pray for the robber.
我虽然不认识他。
Even though he don't know him.
我知道他一定是不信耶稣的。
You know that he is someone who don't believe Jesus.
他是一个在亚当里面的人。
He's a man in
Adam. 他是一个罪人。
He's a sinner.
当我遇见这一件的事，
So when I have encountered this,
让我为他的灵魂祷告。
Let me pray for the robber.
盼望神能够感动别人，认识他的人把福音传给他。
May he heard the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，在这一个发生一些不美的事上，
So when some bad things happen to us,
他的心思被更新。
Our minds will be renewed.
一直向着神而去。
We walked through God to the God.
穿上新。
To put on the new man.
这个新人是越来越丰盛，越来越丰盛。
A life more and more abundant.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该常常穿上新。
Brothers and sisters, We need to put on the new man very often.
特别是我们信主很多年的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for us who have believed for many years.
我们年日久了也会觉得，哎呀，读经也没有什么味道，聚会也没有什么味道。服侍吗？就是例行的。
After believing so many years, we felt like there's no freshness in reading the scripture, in worship, and in serving God.
在这个新人的里面太丰富了。
But there's so much abundance in this new man.
所以应该怎么样？常常穿上它。
We need to put on the new man very often.
但愿我们不停在这边。
May we not just stop here.
我想在人类历史中啊，很难得有一个人的灵性超过彼得，超过保罗。
We hardly see a man in history that the spiritual matureness is like Paul.
我想老约翰大概可以并驾齐驱吧。
Maybe also John.
但是你看保罗晚年的时候，在忘记背后，努力面前，要得着耶稣基督，认识耶稣基督为至宝。
But you can see in the last years of Paul's life, he wants to forget about everything after him, but run the way ahead of him to gain Jesus Christ as the most precious thing to him.
这岂不是上个礼拜基弟兄在问福牧师说有什么话啊？对不对？就认识基督为至宝。
So just like what shared last week, that the most precious thing is to know Jesus Christ.
这叫认识他，穿上他，穿上基督。
To put on him, put on Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们能够不断的更新我们。
Let us continually renew ourselves.
心照是受到那一个直的心，心人不仅仅是有直的心。还有一个 时空的心，在每一刻时候对主有新的体会，新的认识。
So not only for the new man, not only have a new substance, but also in the time and space that will be seen that it's renewed.
最后我要提一下新鲜。
Last, I will talk about the fresh.
请我们看一处的圣经。
Let's read another scripture.
腓利门书。
The book of Philemon.
腓利门书有几章？
How many chapters?
只有一章，好不好？腓利门书只有一章。
There's only one chapter.
我们读第七节。
We'll read verse 7.
我们同声来念啊。
Let's read together.
有没有找了周世昌能够给帮忙那个后面的王先生，后面的王先生，
前面
好，第七节我们同声来念。兄弟呀、兄弟呀、我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，众圣徒的心从你得了创开。
Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints.
我们再读二十节。
Also, verse 20.
兄弟呀，望你使我在主里因你得快乐，并望你使我的心在基督里得畅快。
I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ.
这个畅快就是新鲜。
So, well, here it talks about refreshing.
英文里面叫 refresh. 弟兄姊妹，当我们跟神儿女们相处的时候，
when we are together with the children of God,
我们发现有些弟兄姊妹们有难处了。
We find out some brothers are in difficulty.
那我们要去服侍他。
We want to serve them.
弟兄姊妹，不是讲很多的道理给他听。
Not through a lot of.
而是要把在你里面的新鲜的耶稣基督流出去，叫对方得着新鲜。
But to give the refreshing of Jesus Christ to him.
而这个新鲜是一个很美的侍奉。
That is a very beautiful service.
这个新鲜会叫一些软弱的，在那疲乏的什么神的儿女们怎么样被得着鼓舞，被新鲜起来。
So this refreshing will make a lot of weak bodies to come up.
腓利门有一个很好的服事。
So Philemon had a very good service.
他能够叫神的儿女们从他得着信心。
So children of God could be refreshed by him.
那保罗也写信给腓利门。
And Paul wrote to Philemon.
他很盼望说，腓利门啊，你可不可以也让我从你那里得着兴趣？
Paul wants to be refreshed from Philemon also.
因为他为阿尼西姆，他心里面有一个担子。
Because there was a burden in the heart of Paul.
所以他写了这一本腓利门书。
So Paul wrote this letter of Philemon.
他盼望腓利门能够从他把他身上的基督流出来。叫保罗心里面可以复苏。
He wanted Philemon to reveal the Christ in himself, that Paul would be refreshed.
叫他的担子可以脱落。
That the burden on Paul can be.
这一个新鲜，它还有一个意思，叫做安息。
So there's another meaning, that is to have peace.
这就是主耶稣说。凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
Like Jesus said that whoever have a heavy burden you can come before me.
我就使你们得安息。
I will let you have rest.
当一个活的基督流出去的时候会叫人得着新鲜。
When living Christ come out of us others will have this refreshing.
那也会叫人家进入到主的安息里头。
They will enter the rest of God.
这是一个很好的师父。
That's a very good service.
所以在这里有三种的心。
So there are three kinds of newness here.
一个是救恩的心。
The newness of salvation.
叫我们得着永远的生命。
So that we have eternal life.
一个是新人的心。
The newness in the new man.
叫我们可以穿上基督。
So that we can put on Christ.
经历了这位耶稣新又新又新
to experience his newness.
那另外叫我们得着的可以流露出去。
And the third kind is to reveal himself.
在基督在我身上是新鲜的，在别人的身上也是新鲜。
It's not only new in me, but also new in others.
不知道为什么这一段的时间常常把一个心一直放在我的里面。
I don't know why I have this, the word newness in my heart for a long time.
我知道，我常常想的都是旧的。
I know that I often thought of old thoughts.
看到的也是旧的。
And I saw old men.
不叫人家难过伤心。
And I made others sad.
但是心思被更新。
But my heart's My mind has changed.
每一种的心都跟这位基督，跟我们的神都有一个连接。
May every one of us, our heart are connected to the Lord.
他就在那做一个转变的工作。
He will do this work of renewal. Renew
把不美的化成美丽。
So that which was ugly become beautiful.
将你觉得不好的变成美善。
To turn the bad things to good things.
我盼望这个心能够一直在我的里面出现。
May such a heart is in me.
不是出现一个字。
Not just for a time.
而是出现一位活的、永活的基督。
Not just a word, but this living Christ.
所以在新造里面有和好。
So in this new creation, there is.Reconciliation.
在新人里面有更丰盛的生命。
There is new, more abundant life in new men.
在新鲜的里面有美好的侍奉。
There is beautiful service in the refreshing.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你，你是一位全新的神。
Lord, we thank you that you are.A God of all newness.
你所做的都是新事。
You do all the new things.
我们所经历的神也是新的神。
What we experience is that you are a new God.
我们享受的爱也是新鲜的爱。
what we enjoy is a new love.
主你是 Alpha, 你是 Omega。
Lord, you are the Alpha and Omega.
你是昨日、今日、一直到永远不改变。
Yesterday, today, and forever, you will never change.
在你不变的根基里头。
In your unchangeable foundation.
叫我们所经历的是全新的事。
Let us experience all your newness.
吸引我。
Attract us.
主让我们可以快跑的跟随你。
That we can run to you.
叫我们能够得着更丰盛的生命。
So that we can have life more abundant.
用这一位活的基督来侍奉你。
May the living Christ in us to serve you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.